my position here is an advisor to the 7th district of Budapest, a district of Budapest who was never active in urban development and urban regeneration. Why? It's a partly political problem, partly it goes back to the composition of the leaders of this district. So we were asked by them, by the mayor of the 7th district, to work out a kind of project, a kind of public-private partnership project for them in the frame of this European project that can be successful in a part of the district, the history of which is very, very strange, because that area used to be a kind of a concentration camp of Jewish people in Budapest. It's a kind of ghetto, but it was not a ghetto from the point of view of the history of the Jewish people in Europe, but it was a kind of forced concentration area. Based on very based on some plans, a radical rebuilding of the area started some years ago. It meant the demolition of precious historic buildings as well, not very many, but it was realized by the civil society called, what was the name of the civil society in English? Vetos or something like that. Because I said that the civil society is very, very strong in Hungary, much stronger than in many rest of countries, because they developed just at the changes in the early. So, and this civil society that was able to stop the development of the area predominantly by the private sector. The plots were sold to them, and they were able to build relatively high buildings based on an urban plan, including density figures relatively high, 3 and 4 square meter per square meter. And the idea was, as I told you in the beginning, to create a kind of small company, or to get at a contract with a private company that would improve the infrastructure, the streets, and also somehow to manage the local government on the shops along the streets, and also to include some cultural aspects in the program, this Jewish culture, because there are three very nice synagogues in the area. We worked out a model, our model, so it's a very simple one, who will do what. But in the meantime, the ideas of the inner districts, the plans of the inner districts of Budapest, all the districts of autonomous governments in Budapest, so the Budapest government is responsible only for the main infrastructure. So perhaps you know, so we have been many times in Hungary, so remember. So, and now the new plan is an organization of the 3 or 4 inner districts into a company managed by the people of a relatively successful urban regeneration or urban renewal company in the 8th district. So now we have a model of us, and there is another model of the city of Budapest. So we are in a very controversial situation now. We have learned a lot about different kind of urban renewal, urban regeneration, urban development companies with mixed ownership, the French SEMS, the the British new type of urban regeneration companies for the main cities and so on. We learned a lot and we tried to also to give over our learning to our partners. But the main problem is that we are not very successful at all. So we can be much more successful here with you, I think, on a theoretical level and all sorts. I've learned a lot of tools, so there, I have a lot of materials with me. I'm just learning what you have just invented in Britain and what the French are doing now and so on. And also the Germans. That's the Hungarian case now, so forgive us that we are only advisors and we were not very much able to make the people rethink their plans, hopes, and so on.
Okay, thank you very much.